We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V.E. Howard.
My friends, today we continue the discussion of the subject, where are the dead, and what do the dead think? If the dead go into Hades, is the soul conscious after death? Surely there can be no doubt that the soul of man is conscious after death. Actually, death is only a separation. The word separation could be used instead of the word death. Death is a sleep. For the body to sleep does not mean that the soul is asleep. There is rest and slumber. What better word could be used to describe this mortal body which, by reason of time and use, needs rest? When this mortal clay reposes in superlative slumber, when every nerve, every muscle, and every fiber of its physical being is completely relaxed, by reason of the fact that the soul has moved out and life no longer exists in the house of clay, the soul of man is still very much alive and will continue to be conscious throughout eternity. Many statements of the Bible would be meaningless if it were not for the fact that the soul is alive and never dies. Jesus said, "Whosoever liveth and believeth on me shall never die." John 11:25. Our Lord declared that Moses and Elijah had not yet ascended into heaven, yet they conversed with Christ, as you read in John 3:13 and Matthew 7 and the first 8 verses. God said, "I am the God of Abraham and the God of Jacob." Christ explained God's declaration to man, "God is not the God of the dead, but of the living." Matthew 22:32. The soul of man, given by God, is not dependent upon a mortal house of clay for its existence. Paul said, "Whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together with him." 1 Thessalonians 5:10. In the narrative of the rich man and Lazarus of Luke 16:19-31, is evidence beyond doubt of the consciousness of the soul after death. The Bible speaks of those in the Hadean world as those who hear, talk, feel, think, and speak. Lazarus and the rich man both died, yet both men were conscious after death. They talked, even conversing about things in this life on earth. They remembered. In the record of the Transfiguration recorded in Luke 9:28-32, it is revealed that the living souls of men, dead for ages, talked with Jesus, and living souls of men alive on earth. It is said, "And it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistening. And behold, there talked with him 2 men, which were Moses and Elias." Now, could dead men talk without being conscious? Moses and Elias had been dead for 1,500 years and had not been resurrected, but they appeared with identity on the Mount of Transfiguration and talked with Jesus. The 3 apostles were witnesses. It was on this occasion that a voice out of the clouds was heard saying, "This is my beloved Son, hear ye him." There can be no doubt about the following conclusions. 1. Moses and Elias had been dead for 1,500 years. Moses and Elias appeared upon the mountain. The 2 dead men talked with Jesus. The apostles witnessed their appearance and heard them speak, "The soul of man never dies." The example of the prophet Elijah's raising of the widow's son leaves no doubt about the fact that man has a living soul. The record is found in 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 17 to 23. And it is said, "And he stretched himself upon the child 3 times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord, my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived." When Elijah presented the boy to his mother, he said, "See, my son liveth." Verse 23. The boy died, his soul left the body. His soul returned to the body. The mother rejoiced and honored God because her son lived. Our Lord Jesus Christ made a firm declaration of hope when he said, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both body and soul in hell." Matthew 10, verse 28. The soul of man never dies. Yes, in Hades, over in Tartarus. The rich man was very conscious. While in that terrible place, being reserved until the day of judgment, as revealed in 2 Peter 2:4, he was in anguish and torment. The word torment is used 5 times in this divine account. He was painfully aware of his lost state in that place of torment. He remembered. Yes, he remembered the beggar whom he did not treat as kindly as a dog, not even so much as to give him the crumbs from his richly laden table. Now, he begs for the slightest means of comfort from the hands of him who once laid at his gate in poverty and distress, but now is richly comforted in Abraham's bosom over in paradise. Yes, in anguish, he remembered his brothers whom he left in the world. It must be evident that the dead are conscious, because when our Lord shall come again, the Bible says, all that are in their graves shall hear his voice. The dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God when he comes again. The soul of man in hell will be just as conscious as the souls in heaven. The state of the soul after death, whether in paradise or Tartarus, does not alter the fact that man is conscious after death. After the resurrection, whether in heaven or hell for eternity, the soul of man will never die. The wicked must endure the conscious, painful suffering of eternal damnation in hell. In Revelation 14:9-11, it is revealed that the lost in hell shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night. The inspired Apostle Paul affirmed that the lost will consciously suffer everlasting punishment. Are you listening? This is what he said. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall suffer punishment with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. There are definite, inescapable conclusions that must be recognized from these scriptures. The wicked and disobedient shall be tormented with fire and brimstone. The Lord Jesus is coming in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. Consciousness of the lost in hell will last just as long as their torment. And their torment will be forever and forever. Therefore, the wicked and disobedient will be in a conscious state of punishment throughout all eternity. The soul of man never dies. My friends, what do the dead think? Where are the dead? To the consternation of the advocates of the doctrine of soul sleepers, Peter declares, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished." 2 Peter 2:9. When the godly are delivered out of temptation, the ungodly are suffering punishment. Obviously, if the dead were sleeping in a state of insensibility, there could be no consciousness of punishment. But in the inspired apostle declaration, the unrighteous are cast into hell, Tartarus, and reserved under punishment unto the day of judgment, he said. While man yet lives in the body on this earth, he may be tempted. But the Son of God offers him an avenue of escape from the devil. Only when the body is a corpse is man completely delivered from trials and realities of this life. Then, the faithful child of God is comforted while the lost are in anguish. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints, David declared in Psalms 116:15. the advocates of the soul sleepers doctrine, which denies the consciousness of the soul after death, lift a few scriptures from that text and deceive souls who would believe God's word otherwise. To show how deceptive such methods may be, suppose we quote a part of Psalms 53 and 1. There is no God. Then conclude, there is no God. False indeed. But read the complete statement. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. What a difference. The soul sleepers quote only a part of Psalm 115, 17, and 18, which says, the dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. They deliberately omit verse 18, which says, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. When verse 17 is read in its proper context with verse 18, there can be no doubt that the soul is conscious after death. David does not utter contradictions by concluding, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forever. The soul sleepers make a contradiction by quoting verse 17 only, the dead praise not the Lord. Obviously, if David was going to praise the Lord forevermore, he would be conscious after death. Of course, the dead do not praise the Lord anymore on earth, as expressed in verse 17. In Acts 7, 54 through 60, will be found the record of the death of Stephen. He was stoned to death, fell asleep, the Bible says. Obviously, only his body fell asleep or died, for in verse 55 it is recorded that he looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Furthermore, when he was dying, he said, Lord, receive my spirit. Surely no one could read these divine declarations and conclude that the soul of man dies. The soul sleeper actually denies that man has an eternal soul. Charles T. Russell, founder of Russellism, declared that God gave the same life, or soul, to animals that he gave to man when he created man. In Genesis 2:7, the divine record reveals, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Mr. Russell said, in this very passage, the expression breathed into his nostrils the breath of life in the Hebrew original reads breath of lives. It is an assurance that the breath or spirit of life given to man was the kind that was given to all breathing animals. Mr. Russell stated that in the Russell-White debate, page 38. According to this false doctrine, the hogs and the dogs and the cats and the rats have the same spirit or soul that a man has. What infidelity! God's word declared that when God breathed into man the breath of life, he became a living soul, not a sleeping soul, not the life of an animal, like the dog named Rover, and when he died all over. Man has a living soul. In Matthew 22, 23, 32, Christ declared that God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. He is the God of the living. He said God is the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, all of whom have been dead for some 1,500 years, their bodies having decayed in their graves long ago, but they are yet living. The soul of man never dies. The materialist asserts that man does not have a living soul at death, and like an animal, is non-existent. Mr. Russell in Millennial Dawn, Volume 1, page 154, and Volume 5, pages 340 and 352, affirms that at death, man absolutely goes into a period of non-existence. He furthermore declares that the only difference between man and a brute is that God gave man a little better body than he gave a dog. Hear this unbelievable, infidelic declaration. Are you listening? I quote, so then, it is that the Creator has endowed man with a higher and finer organism, that he has made him to differ from the brute. They have similar flesh and bones, breathe the same air, drink the same water, and eat the similar food. And all our souls are creatures possessing intelligence. But man, in his better body, possesses capacity for higher intelligence, is treated by the Creator as an entirely one different plane. And my friends, can you believe it? According to this false materialistic doctrine, a man has his dog by reason of creation, and they are on equality. The dog breathes the air that the man sleeps. The man drinks the water. The dog drinks the water. The man eats the food. The dog eats the food. Therefore, man and dog are of the same equality. The dog goes into the state of non-existence. Man dies and goes into a state of non-existence and becomes exactly what he was before he was created, which is nothing at all, absolutely nothing, not even wind or dust of the earth. Such are the false claims of false teachers. My friends, do people have another chance in a place called purgatory after death? The Bible does not teach anything even remotely akin to the doctrine of purgatory. The following conclusion from McIntosh and Strong, Volume 4, page 622, by evidence of the fact that the doctrine of purgatory is neither scriptural nor reasonable. 1. It destroys all motives for man living a penitent life on earth. 2. It ignores and defies the appointment of death, Revelation 22:11 and Hebrews 9:27. 3. It spans the great gulf which Christ declared to be fixed and impassable, Luke 16:22. 4. It gives a man a second chance. 5. It places within the hands of mere mortal men, calling themselves priests, the keys of Hades. 6. Authorities admit that they have perverted the Holy Scriptures in order to manufacture purgatory. And 7. It forms no part of the teaching of Christ, his apostles, or any inspired writer of the New Testament. Where were you?